welcome to Being Mindful on this wonderful, wonderful day that God has made. It is good, as always, to be here in the studio and to have you listening on the show today. As it happens, I am your host for the show Being Mindful, and ordinarily I would be hosting the show together with my co-host Maxine. Maxine's not in the studio today. I am going to be on my own. So it's really good to have you here. If you're joining us for the very first time, Being Mindful is this wonderful show right here on PHBC Radio, where we discuss and explore issues that relate to and pertain to our quality of life as Christians. And this may be issues such as mental health, emotional well-being, finances, politics, scripture, healthy living, and much, much more. And on this show, we do ask that you interact with us, join us, connect with us. And you can do so if you're listening on the PHBC Radio app. You can do so just by tapping the button in the app that says connect, contact the studio. And you can send a message directly to us there or here, and we will pick that up. Alternatively, if you have access to social media, you can reach us on any of our social media handles using the hashtag @PHBCLondon, or find us using @PHBCLondon. Send us a direct message via one of our social media channels, and we will pick that up right here. So, once again, welcome to Being Mindful. As I've said, I'm going to be on my own. I'm on my own in the studio. I'm going to be your host for this evening. My name is Deji, for those who do not know, or perhaps if you're not a regular listener on the show. And over the last few weeks, I think the last 3 weeks, actually, we have been talking about positive parenting in the new normal. We interjected and we sort of segued a little while back because of the death of Queen Elizabeth II, a global event which we talked about and touched on for a bit. Her funeral was just a magnificent testimony, very honoring of the person that she was, and comforting for those of us that followed and watched, I think, and definitely glorifying of God. So we give God thanks for that. As I said, we've been talking about positive parenting in the new normal, touching on the various aspects, the various types of parenting. We did that in week one. We talked about various ways in which we parent, the sorts of things we can do and ideally shouldn't be doing as a parent. How we respond to our children, how we look at what our children are doing. It's a given. I think we touched on this as well, that just because a child misbehaves doesn't make them a bad child. Because a child misbehaves doesn't make them a deviant. It doesn't make them uncontrollable or naughty, as it were. And we've talked about how on the show, we want to make sure that we touch on tips for parents, no matter what your family looks like. So you might be husband, wife, and children. You might be married. You might be divorced. You might be separated. You might be a lone parent. There hopefully will be something for you on the show. Well, you know, thinking about what we have been discussing, today, as I said, I'm on my own, and the what I'd like to do with that time today, is just to play some music and share with you some of the songs that have been on my heart, and songs that have been a blessing to me. But at the same time, I'm still holding to the thought that we've been talking about parenting. And there's something I'll play perhaps a little bit later on in the show where I will touch a little bit on that. But first, let's start with some music. And I think this is a good way to start off the show. This is the doxology. Just to give God a little bit of praise, this is the doxology as recorded as recorded by Maverick City Music.
Blessings, Lord, praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise
to God alone be the glory. Amen. 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 We give Him the praise. So, you are listening to Being Mindful with me, your host, Deji. As I said today, ordinarily on the show, we discuss issues that pertain to our lives, our quality of lives as Christians. Today, what I will be doing is simply playing you various music, various tracks, as I have been blessed. The next track, really, to open up the show or continue with what we're doing on the show, is by Tim Bowman. Tim Bowman is regarded as one of the foremost Christian jazz musicians. So this is Tim Bowman and Friends with Walk With Me.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah. Walk With Me by Tim Bowman and friends. Tim Bowman is the chap you heard on the guitar. He is quite a skilled guitarist. I mean, that track is 24 years old this year. It was released in 1998. As I said, he's a guitarist. That's his key instrument. But he brought in sort of piano people and sax people to join him. As I said, Walk With Me from 1998. I think the album was called Paradise. Interestingly, my next track is also from that same year. And back in the 90s, those of you who've been a Christian for a little while, back in the 90s, we had this thing where, you know, there was a lot of Christian soul, Christian funk, Christian, all sorts of genres were being actively developed in the Christian music scene. And this particular track is, I suppose, the sort of R&B, it's on an R&B tip, also from 1998. This is Kelly Williams with Friend of Mine.
A friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Oh,
talking about Jesus, that friend that sticks closer than a brother, personal friend of mine. You know, as earlier on I said that as I was thinking about what we've been doing on the show over the last few weeks, talking about parenting, and particularly last week when Maxine was in the studio, we talked about how being a good parent isn't necessarily saying yes to everything. And those of you who are regular listeners on PHBC Radio, I'm sure you will know we have these sketches, these comedy sketches that play once in a while. And I heard this particular one yesterday, I think it was. And I thought, you know what, I've just got to play it on the show because I think it fits completely with the points that we're making about how we are to be as parents. And ultimately, the ultimate parent is God. The absolute ultimate best parent there could be is God. And God gives us good gifts. Jesus said, if we who are human, who are flesh, if our children ask us for bread, we don't give them a stone. If they ask for fish, we don't give them a snake or a scorpion. We who are earthly can give good gifts. How much more God in heaven? So this particular sketch, as I heard it and I thought, yeah, because unfortunately, sometimes we think being a good parent is saying yes to everything. It's from the Lifeline Productions. Enjoy this one.
Dad, can I stay home from school today?
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay, you can stay home from school today.
Really? Can I stay home from school tomorrow too?
Well, sure, if that's what you want.
Wow. Can I have ice cream for dinner tonight?
Hang on. Hon, is it okay if Ellen has ice cream for dinner tonight?
Ice cream for dinner and no vegetables?
No vegetables?
Ew, no!
No vegetables!
Okay, if that's what Ellen wants, it's ice cream for dinner tonight!
Yay! Can we go to Disneyland tomorrow?
What a great idea, Ellen! Let's go out and load the car right now!
Can I drive?
Anything you want, you can have!
You're the best parents in the whole world!
Sometimes God shows his love for us by not giving us the things we ask for. God loves us even when he says no. We can trust the answers that he gives. Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
He is the everlasting God, and strength rises as we wait upon him. That is Sam Levine, the sax player, Sam Levine, with Everlasting God. Just after that skit, can I stay home from school? Can I go to Disneyland? Can I drive? God is a loving father, and he gives us good gifts. He gives us the gifts, the things that we need when we need them. He ultimately, we know him beyond being a father. He watches over us. He keeps us safe. And he provides for us, which is a good link into the next song that we will be listening to. Rivers and Robots is the name of the group. And the song is Provider. Oh, hallelujah. He is our provider. That was Provider by Rivers and Robots, and I trust that it was a blessing to you. That's the thing about God. He just blesses and blesses and blesses, and he gives us what we need. Not just what, you know, sometimes people talk about how God gives us what we need. He actually also gives us what we want, like a good Father, the good Father, everything that he gives us. But here is the thing. He gives it to us as he knows we need it, because what he gives is sufficient for each day. Yes, that's the link onto our next track. And this one is Maverick City featuring Marianne George with Sufficient for Today. to God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name, because in him we have everything. In him we have all we need for today. Unfortunately, the world and the society in which we live, and oftentimes the world calls us or judges us, let me say. The world judges us and gives our status based on what we have. The qualifications, the car, the house, the fancy clothes, fancy watch, the gadgets, the belongings, the material things that we own. This next song is by Shane and Shane, a wonderful, wonderful worship group. And it's quite a well-known song, and they put their own spin on it. And this is Shane and Shane with "My Worth Is Not in What I Own." Be blessed as you listen.
Oh, I rejoice in my redeemer.
My soul is satisfied in him alone. My soul is satisfied in him alone. I don't know who you are, where you're listening from, what you're going through right now. But I want to encourage you today on this show to ensure that your soul is satisfied in him alone. Whatever situation may be before you, whatever challenge you may be facing, run to him. Root your belief, your faith, your hope, your expectation in him. You may have been a Christian for many, many years, or maybe you're not even a Christian. Maybe you don't know what to believe. You're at that point in life where you're saying, Lord, I don't know what tomorrow brings. Ensure, root your hope in him alone. There's a phrase that I use, and I use, some of you know that I work in a hospital, and may have said this on the show before. Sometimes when I'm sitting with families and they're there with their loved one and they're unsure what's happening, they're unsure what the future looks like, I say to them, no matter what you lose, never lose your hope. Never lose your hope. And so this next track is a song by one of the world's foremost gospel artists, award-winning, multi-award-winning, multi-platinum selling, but someone who isn't just a singer, performer, someone who isn't just gifted, as it were, but someone untalented, but someone who is anointed, someone who truly, truly ministers under the anointing of God and has done for many, many decades. So this is Believe For It, the live version by C.C. Winans.
No way through. We've heard the tide will never. You said, I believe. You said, it is done. You said, I believe. You said, it is done. Can you help me sing?
You said,
I believe. You said, it is done. You said, I believe. You said, it is done. You said it.
You said,
I believe it. Just because you said it.
Said,
I believe it's done.
It's done.
Yeah.
You said it. I believe
it. And I believe it.
You said,
by your stripes I'm healed.
It is done.
By your stripes I'm healed.
You said,
just because you said.
Let me say thank you for joining me on the show today. I don't know why I started playing songs along those lines, and I pray that they have been a blessing to you. I pray that they have ministered in some way to you wherever you are, whatever situation you're going through. And on the basis of what we've just heard, we say, Lord, we believe for it. Scripture teaches us, it says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, shall run and not faint. And so it is my prayer for you that as you wait upon the Lord, you will receive what you are believing for, that is in accordance with His word, His will, and His way, in Jesus' name. I pray that the rest of the evening, the rest of the day, the rest of the week or month, whatever time you're listening, will be good for you, and you will receive a testimony very soon. I want to leave you with a closing track, which is along the same veins. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And this song is called Wait For It by Steady, featuring Limberblaze. God bless you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. me set a pace for it. I was so young and so wasteful. Couldn't tell me I had to wait on it. Oh no, 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 wait for it. Nobody rush me set a pace for it. Oh no, oh na 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 na. Me had to wait for it. Oh no.
Try many times, but he no walker. Boys for my hoots in a soft walker. I trust in myself and I pump also. See as I fall flat, I dey pray for your grace now to hold me. On the bass side, they move now. You showed me bad man come, but no feet to hold me. Yeah, yeah, no feet to hold me. Every time, not 9 out of 10, I mean every time. I gotta trust your ways, I won't fall in line. Lord, it's all your will and it's never mine. Don't let nobody dictate what the pace of your life should be. And if they ask you to hurry, you tell them this how it should be.
No, better wait for it. Nobody rush, she set a pace for me. I was so young and so wasteful. Couldn't tell me I had to wait upon it. Oh no, 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 wait for it. Nobody rush, she set a pace for me. Oh no, oh no, 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 no. Me right away. I let him set the pace for me. Oh, na, na, na.